I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
The Bears have a really interesting game on Sunday.
While it's Dennis Allen's purview, Ben's the man in charge, so are you going to attack JJ or not?
Nine comes out.
Do all the listeners understand that's JJ McCarthy talking about his own alter ego?
I call him Nine. Nine comes out, and I got to understand, like, okay, he can't be at his peak performance throughout 3.5 hours. So,
I'm
Nine.
From Grange Park, Illinois, that's just trying to be the best he could possibly be every day.
Nine!
Alex, what's your nickname for yourself?
For when I am terrible at my job for most of the day and then turn it on at the end? Is that what you're talking about?
There was Ken, and then there was the Hawk. It was Ken, and then there was the Hawk. And Ken doesn't want anything to do. He's very introverted. He likes his time, his downtime. He likes to be alone. Where the Hawk wants the spotlight. He wants to get out there in front. He wants to, you know, show his ass a little bit.
Patrick Manley. What's up, Patrick?
What's up, guys? I'd like to be addressed as 65 for the rest of this segment.
65!
This happens to be the studio where a local saxophone legend named Duke Silver records his albums.
I've heard of him. I heard he makes mature women swoon when he plays.
From what I've heard about Duke, he's kind of a private guy. He doesn't want his nosy co-workers discussing his music with him or knowing that he exists.
You got it, Duke.
Don't call me that.
The alter ego. So what did 65 do on game day? And what did you have to do to enable 65 to live his best life?
I would always tape my left wrist first and then tape my right wrist. No, I was just a long snapper. Guys, man, I was just living.
You just show up from the golf course and be ready.
No, that would be practice down in Bourbonnais, man. That game day was a little different. I did have to, you know, tune it in a little bit and get ready to go. Make sure Robbie and Brad could do their thing.
Hey. I'm Brad. I'm Dale. You have to call me Dragon.
You have to call me Nighthawk.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
How about we get after it? We're getting to the weeds. The weeds of Bears versus Vikings inside of this hour of the show, the last hour of the week.
I know that wasn't the intent to get me feeling LCD sound system doing North American scum there in the final 10 seconds.
You felt it at the open of the show and the open of the 5 o'clock hour.
Oh, man, I love that band. And just that groove is just freaking relentless. And I'm going to crank it on the way home when, ladies and gentlemen, when Daniel Craig speaks.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo, is it right?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to
Daniel Craig. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's always, his tones are beautiful, and it's what he signifies.
I got some things to do this weekend. It was a big weekend for the Blackmobile.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Because, Speaks, I can't be driving you around in that thing in the winter.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I got to find a place for it, and I think I have.
So you need to find a black cave for the Blackmobile. For the winter.
That is correct.
Is there just a winter black cave that you can use?
And yeah, I think I have found one.
Found one.
I think I have found one, and I'm very excited about that.
Can you take the
back cave?
The black cave. Take the black cave.
I
there?
Always do. It's the curse of being me. It's a beautiful curse. So I'm looking forward to that
stuff.
Just to get some stuff done.
I get
and,
you.
And be happy about it.
Hey, man, I'm looking forward to another Sunday noon game. You know, what is this? Is this four of the five in a row Sunday noon games? Or is this the fifth of six in a row? I think it was six in a row, right? Because New Orleans was Sunday noon, and then Baltimore, then Cincy, then the Giants. Now it's Minnesota, and there's one more after that.
And then it's Black Friday.
Yeah, then it's Black Friday.
And the games after that, we haven't heard anything yet, right, that those games have been moved.
Yeah, but there's some...
Maybe next Tuesday we would hear if that happens.
There's some funky stuff. You're talking about that Packers game on the 20th of December. Mm-hmm. That's a Saturday game.
Then there's no reason to move the Bears.
No, they end with three bangers in isolation, is my bet. Saturday the 20th is the Packers. Sunday the 28th, Sunday night, as scheduled, is Bears-Niners. In that, San Francisco. That's got ramifications.
That could be for a playoff spot.
Well, and then the 18th is already a flex because everything's a flex that week. That's Detroit. Bears-Detroit could be for the division.
How about the NFC North getting Sunday Night Football again at the end of the season? You remember last season? You're like, oh, here it is. Vikings versus Lions.
Yeah.
Sunday Night Football. The winner gets the division in the one seed.
That's right. Darnold was bad.
He was real bad. And then he was bad again.
And then he was bad again. And now he might win MVP. He's got an outside shot.
He's been really good. But let's stick to the Bears for a second.
Yeah, and let's get away from the end of the season and talk about the now, because the now is pretty damn vital for a 6-3 team.
It is. I was listening to Mully and Haw. I love Stacey Dales' segment, so I always tune in because she's always got stuff. But occasionally when they ask her, you know, she's usually just here are the facts. Here's what's going on. But occasionally they ask her opinion on things. And I thought that it was really interesting to hear the way that she is viewing where the Bears are as it pertains to being a playoff team.
Well, I think this game is vital because they have an onslaught of divisional games remaining. Yes. They haven't seen the Packers yet, but you mentioned the loss to the Vikings in week one. They're an entirely different team right now. I mean, you know, the Chicago Bears, like if you look at what they've done just over the last couple weeks, they've outscored their opponents 30-18 in the last two games in the fourth quarter. So coaching matters. But this is a really hard environment to go into. I think Ben is familiar with it. And that's the other part of this thing. Like, Ben has been in this division for many years. He knows what he's going to get in Minnesota. This isn't like he's walking into something like, what can I expect? The Bears should go in and beat the Vikings. They're a better team than Minnesota right now. And so, you know, if you want to get to the playoffs, you got to go win a game like this. So you look at the schedule, they've got Minnesota, then they've got their previous owner, Aaron Rodgers, back in Chicago, and they've got to go on the road against Philadelphia and Green Bay. This next four games for the Chicago Bears will dictate what their identity is, because this next four games is really hard. It's really hard to go play at Minnesota. It's really loud there. You got your former owner coming back into Chicago. in Aaron Rodgers, who stank it up this past weekend. And then you've got to go on the road against Philadelphia and Green Bay. We're going to learn so much about the Bears after this next four games.
Do you think the Bears are a playoff team?
Right now, I think it's possible. I think the parity in the league, David, is the best I've ever seen, honestly. I don't know who's going to win it every week, honestly. I feel like it's just a wide-open run for every team right now, and I do think that they can be a playoff team because I believe in Ben Johnson.
She's really good. I'm glad
yes,
you brought that
is.
To our attention.
She's not fully convinced.
No, I get that. But just thinking about the league, the parity of the league is as good as it's ever been, and how you don't know who's going to win from week to week, even the supposed best teams. We've seen Philly win ugly week after week after week. I think most of us still believe that Kansas City's the best team in the AFC.
And they're not even a playoff team if it started this weekend.
Correct. I mean, it's crazy, some of the things that exist here. I think it's totally fair to not know whether the Bears are a playoff team yet. They're 6-3, but they haven't played their best ball, and they're kind of lucky to get some wins over multiple weeks. So we don't have to go back and rationalize any of it. We get to watch these next four.
Yep. Did what Olin have to say put a chill down your spine?
It did a little. That he
when
thought,
he started talking about the records?
No, what got me was that he thought, watching on tape, that the Giants had figured out some of the Bears' stuff.
I agree with him. That's why I asked the question of Pete, where they're not carbon copies of each other. But J.J. McCarthy is smart, tough, and athletic.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackson Dart made some great throws, too. He did that as well against the Bears. But what he was able to do, just extending plays or saying, you know what, I'm going to go get this 11 yards myself. I'll get us another first down. It's that type of thing that you go, well, wait, if you have one of those,
yeah,
if you have an athletic quarterback, are there some things that you can draw up against the Bears that might work?
But I thought Olin was talking about the Giants' defense, that the defensive coordinator had figured out some of the stuff that the Bears were doing. Because the timeline of that makes sense to me, that you're running a lot of the same plays with your running game and you're going through people for a few weeks and then the film piles up and like, oh, we could maybe do this, we could maybe do that. And Olin was saying that the defense may have caught on to some of what Ben is doing. So is this a week where a smart guy like Brian Flores catches on to some of that? So that's the part that Olin said that gave me a little bit of a chill.
The other thing for me, to go back to our conversation with Big Cat, is Olin will often say to me, I remember us talking about Braxton Jones, and he'd go, hey, go back and look at Braxton Jones on the road versus Braxton Jones at home. And I'm like, okay. I think about that as it pertains to that coach in that building, the amount of sound that Theo Benedet is going to have to, he's going to have to navigate. The Bears is an offense. I don't want to just put it totally on Theo. The Bears as an offense are going to have to navigate how loud it's going to be there and how confusing what Brian Flores likes to do with a tackle that's playing, what, game number 5?
Mm-hmm.
So now you go on the road against a mad scientist in a loud environment where you're probably working silent. Are you going to be able to handle it? Are you buttoned up with all of your assignment stuff that you're going to be ready to go? Because I would imagine, if I'm Brian Flores, that's the guy that I'm looking at and going, we might be able to get a couple of free looks at Caleb because of what we throw at Benedict.
I am looking at the division records in the NFC North since 2011. Okay?
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't.
It's not good.
Why would you do that?
It's too late.
People are trying to have fun this weekend. They're on their way home.
Dudes, this was in Brad Biggs' piece on Monday. I've saved it for this moment of a football Friday. Because unlike Matt LaFleur, I'm not afraid to deal with a Friday in the NFL with a little lightness. So, look. Who do you think has the best record in the NFC North since 2011? Alex, go ahead.
The Packers?
Of course. They're 54-29-2.
That's pretty good.
That's 86 games. 54-29-2. The next best record belongs to the Vikings at 44-40-2. The Lions are 44-43, folks.
And that's after like a nice 3-year run that they've been on.
Oh, yeah. It took them 3 years to catch up to 500. The Bears, since 2011 in the NFC North.
Don't do it, Speaks.
Are 28-58.
Oh.
They are 30 games. They are 30 games under 500 since 2011 in the division. That's outrageous. That is Cleveland Browns bad. It really is. I mean, no one else is under 500 in the division in the last 14 seasons.
Kind of feels like they were getting all their wins in one place.
My God, how is that even possible? Like, think about whatever division you're like, oh, man, tell you what, the Cowboys are decent. They always are. The Eagles are decent, and the Giants sometimes are. But, man, those Washington team, they suck. Not as bad as the Bears suck in the NFC North. 30 games under 500 since the beginning of 2011. They don't have a win yet in this division. Get one. Get one this damn weekend, or I can't take you seriously. If you're going to get swept by the Vikings, I have a hard time taking you seriously as a playoff team.
That's fair. And I think that's what Stacey's talking about there. That the parity in the league, in the conference for sure, is out of sight. And the Bears have been living dangerously. Now, overall, my feeling is get the wins wherever you can get them.
For sure. And they've gotten them.
Right?
They've gotten them.
Go get them. And because my theory has always been, you buy yourself time to fix your problems when you win.
All right, so what do you got in these next four games?
What do you got in these next four games is right. How about Stacey twisting the knife on the Aaron Rodgers thing?
Said it twice.
Yeah, she did.
She got me like a little feisty for next week's pregame, for next week's Pittsburgh buildup.
Things are not going great over there.
I think we should put Andrew Filippone on and make him pierce his nipples again.
I think we're probably done radio stunts for a while.
We didn't do it.
I know.
It was not our stunt.
I agree. I think we're probably. Probably.
It's not us.
You better get ready. You better get ready for ultra serious Lawrence, because he apparently needs to come back.
It's my least favorite Lawrence.
I know. Mine too. Can't stand that guy.
That guy. I wish that guy would go on vacation.
I didn't know he left.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Come on, Tanny.
I'm kidding.
He has his good points, though.
Ultra serious Lawrence?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. I always learn a lot.
Well, every now and again, he has to go into the office and be like, that's not right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's kind of a drag.
Put some paper in the pockets of the boys. That's what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
That was ultra serious.
We appreciate Lawrence and his fondness for data. Thank God for that.
Data?
You can have a nice Christmas this year.
Ultra serious Lawrence. He makes sure that websites do their math correctly. That's a great thing that he does.
I learned it from Duolingo.
You did, didn't you?
Now I'm stuck with you know what I'm stuck on? Because I didn't really spend a lot of time doing this.
What's that?
Acute and obtuse angles.
Oh, yeah. Acute is smaller and obtuse is bigger, right?
Yeah, I think obtuse is more than 90 degrees,
yeah.
and acute
is smaller.
Less than 90 degrees.
I remember learning
that's how
that.
I'm doing it in my mind.
Yeah, I remember learning it that cute is like cute things are
small.
Usually little.
And
yeah.
Obtuse things are ugly?
No.
No, they're just bigger.
The only thing that's obtuse is Andy Dufresne in Shawshank Redemption.
Yes.
And the warden wanted to know why he was being obtuse. It's a good question.
It is.
Uh-huh. Oh, wait, no. Andy wanted to know why the warden
was being obtuse.
Damn it! I blew that. I did not stick that landing.
That's bad.
Daniel Craig can't come fast enough.
That's bad.
I'm still surprised that wasn't one of the Pope's four favorite movies. Shawshank. Figured he was a Shawshank guy. You know? That one and Debbie Does Dallas. I thought we're like, maybe. But no, neither of those were on his list.
See? So I got to leave.
It's why ultra serious Lawrence has to come back. I'm in danger.
I love this from Inside the Mob. Ultra serious Lawrence, the new killer of fun. And it's just an old role. I just have to go back into it.
Hey, it's good to have a lot of different bags in your tricks. No, tricks in your bag.
I want you to start calling me nine.
Clubs. Yeah, I was just going to say. I was just going to say.
Although I do have friends in college that would say six.
Let's be real.
Refer to me as six.
Let's be real. You know, for a young guy like J.J. McCarthy, who's just like having some fun with this and talking, thinking about.
I'm totally okay with
sure,
it.
Absolutely.
I call nine. Nine comes out.
Yeah. For a guy like Alex Rodriguez, who's been a problematic narcissist for decades, now to say it was only some guy named A-Rod and not Alex, that to me is a cop-out.
But isn't
you got to own your whole self, man, especially by now. By that point in your life, you got to own your whole damn self.
But wasn't that the whole idea of that shoot that he did with the mirror? Wasn't that the whole thing of Alex Rodriguez is a narcissist and there's Alex and there's A-Rod and he's looking in the mirror?
Yeah. Well, it was a cop out then too. It's a cop out then too. Because it's hard. You gotta be your full self and find a way to be okay with it. You can't just like outsource your problems to some other shadow self. Unless that shadow self is also solving crime. Back to you with the Blackmobile and the black kid.
Or unless it was someone named Charlie. The OJ thing.
See? Exactly.
If I did it,
it wasn't me.
It wouldn't be me, it was but Charlie. If Charlie did it.
Man, texture says, Speaks, you rarely stick the landing. How dare you? That's a terrible thing to say.
That's hurtful.
On a Friday at 5:19.
That's hurtful.
You, sir.
We said that we were going to be in the weeds, so let's stay in the weeds.
All right, good.
This is the heavyweight fight that we're talking about on Sunday. It's Ben Johnson and his big brain against Brian Flores and his big brain, and those two dudes colliding after 2 months of separation from each other.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.